Welcome to the Laura's House podcast series. For victims of domestic violence, healthcare is a lifeline. In this installment of our series, Kamali Shah joins us as we discuss how the passage of Affordable Health Care Act of 2010 helps women, particularly those who are victims of domestic violence, ensure that they have access to health care coverage when they need it most. Kamali, can you please tell us why access to health care insurance coverage is so important for victims of domestic violence?
Sure. Annually, domestic violence is a cause of 2 million injuries and more than 1,200 deaths. For victims of domestic violence, it is critical that they receive treatment for injuries and ongoing care for health-related problems. They need to be able to discuss the cause of their injuries with their healthcare provider without worrying about losing their health insurance.
Why do victims of domestic violence worry about denial of healthcare coverage for their injuries and other conditions related to domestic violence?
Well, prior to the passage of the Affordable Health Care Act of 2010, insurance companies in 8 states and the District of Columbia could legally cite domestic violence as a pre-existing condition and grounds for denial of coverage.
Why have legislators, including U.S. Senator Patty Murray, the Democratic representative from Washington State, fought so hard to reform the insurance industry and end the practice of considering domestic violence as a pre-existing condition?
The threat of denial of health insurance for themselves and their children is a huge barrier for women leaving an abusive spouse or partner. Senator Murray fought for the passage of the legislation that prevents insurers from denying coverage on the basis of domestic violence as a pre-existing condition because she believes that victims of domestic violence should not be punished for the crimes of their abusers. The passage of the Affordable Health Care Act of 2010 ensures that victims of domestic violence will no longer face the risk of being denied health care coverage at a time when they need it most. They will also no longer face gender discrimination or lifetime caps on benefits. Additionally, they will not face the struggle of paying too much for health care coverage while they rebuild their lives.
In addition to needing protection against discrimination by insureds based on domestic violence as a pre-existing condition, what are some of the other reasons why women need health care reform?
Prior to the passage of the Affordable Health Care Act of 2010, women faced unfair insurance practices and struggled to find insurance that offered the benefits they needed most at a price that they could afford. Studies have shown that more women are either uninsured or underinsured than men. For example, in 2007, 45% of women compared to 39% of men were uninsured or underinsured. Not having the right amount of insurance coverage can be particularly harmful for women because they use the healthcare system more than men, in part due to their reproductive health needs. Most women with low to moderate incomes struggle to find affordable health care. A recent study found that 65% of women with incomes between $20,000 and $40,000 experience cost-related problems accessing health care. Women are also more likely than men to experience financial hardships as a result of medical bills. In 2007, a third of women, compared to a quarter of men, were either unable to pay for food, heat, or rent, had liquidated their savings, had taken out a mortgage or a loan against their home, or had taken on credit card debt just because of medical bills.
In what ways will women in particular benefit from the passage of the Affordable Health Care Act of 2010?
The Comprehensive Health Care Reform Bill that President Obama signed into law in March 2010 offers important advancements in women's health. It gives millions of women across the United States access to high-quality, affordable health care. The bill makes insurance more affordable and easier to obtain. It prohibits gender discrimination in health care, ensures cover many benefits that women need, including maternity care, prescription drugs, and mental health care. It provides tax credits for small businesses. enables young adults to remain on their parents' health insurance policy as a dependent until age 27, offers programs to alleviate burdens of family caregivers who are most often women, and also allows direct access to OBGYN care.
What does the health care reform bill mean for victims of domestic violence in California?
Among other things, the law prohibits coverage denials and exclusions for women with pre-existing conditions, such as having received medical treatment for domestic or sexual violence. By 2014, insurers in California will be required to accept all applicants for coverage, regardless of their medical history, and will no longer be able to issue coverage with pre-existing condition exclusions. Additionally, uninsured women in California with a pre-existing condition will have more immediate access to coverage through a high-risk pool that will be available on a temporary basis until the new insurance rules are in effect.
Where can I get more information on what the passage of the Affordable Health Care Act of 2010 means for women, particularly victims of domestic violence?
Some good resources on the health care reform bill and its impact on women include the National Women's Law Center, and you can access their website at www.nwlc.org, and the National Coalition Against Domestic Violence, and their website is www.ncadv.org.
Before we conclude this podcast, can you please tell me about Laura's House and the programs and services the organization provides to victims of domestic violence?
Laura's House is a community-based nonprofit organization that empowers individuals and families to lead violence-free lives. We offer a comprehensive range of services, including safe refuge for women and children escaping violent homes. We also offer legal support services, counseling, community education, and prevention workshops for teens on healthy relationships and dating violence. The inception of Laura's House was inspired by a true story about a woman named Laura from Orange County who is a victim of domestic violence. Unfortunately, the end of her particular story is a very tragic one. Her life was cut short with her untimely death at the young age of 38. Since 1994, Laura's House has continued to grow and offer a multitude of programs and services which provide vital support and education aimed at avoiding such tragic circumstances from ever occurring again. Our mission is to change the social beliefs, attitudes, and behaviors that perpetuate domestic violence while creating a safe space in which to empower individuals and families affected by abuse.
How can someone learn more or get involved with Laura's House?
You can learn more by logging onto our website at www.laurashouse.org or calling 949-361-3775. Women and children in need of emergency shelter can also call our toll-free hotline 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The number for the hotline is 866-498-1511. Our counseling and resource center can be reached at 949-361-3775.
That concludes this edition of the Laura's House podcast series. Thank you, Homali, for joining us and providing this valuable information.
Thanks, Laura.